This is a reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his followers, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to those by whom they come. It would be better for them if a millstone were hung around each of their necks and they were cast into the sea, than that they should cause one of these little ones to sin. Take heed to yourselves. If your sisters or brothers sin, rebuke them. And if they repent, forgive them. If they sin against you 7 times in the day, and turn to you 7 times, and say, 'I repent,' you must forgive." Then they said to Jesus, "Increase our faith." And Jesus said, "If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this sycamore tree, 'Be rooted up and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. If they sin against you 7 times in the day and say, "I repent," you must forgive. These are challenging words. I'm a chaplain in a women's maximum security prison hospital. Anna is one of our patients, and she's in the final stages of lung cancer. Anna desires to be reconciled with her mother before she dies, but her mom's phone is blocked, meaning she won't accept any calls from Anna, and hasn't for the entire time Anna has been incarcerated. A few days ago, I tried to facilitate a reconciliation by making a call to Anna's mom. Her mom could not forgive Anna her past wrongs, and she refused to take the phone call. She said she had enough. As humans, we put limits on compassion and forgiveness and love. We often block them by saying, "This is the last time," or "I've had enough," or "I can't forgive you." Jesus is the compassion of God and calls us to be open to the grace of compassion and forgiveness in our lives. When I first called, I wanted Anna to die in peace and experience forgiveness from her mom. Now I realize that when she meets God, God won't say, "I've had enough," or "I can't forgive," but instead, "I forgive you." Anna will finally receive the forgiveness she is looking for. When I believe that God's love is infinite, then I will come to the realization that God's grace can work through me. I pray that I won't block God's grace. I pray that I'll take the opportunities to release the block and let grace flow through me. Is there anyone in my life who is repentant and I am called to forgive today? May I have the grace to do so.